most banned network in the world.
Overload, and a lot of the people have a normalcy bias, but many people who are really dialed in understand that we are living in the most dangerous, most epic, most important time in all of recorded human history, and everything we do is having a massive effect on the future. All right, I have a lot of sources, obviously, in the White House, at the DOJ, and a lot of other places, the Pentagon, you know, the good guys. And what's incredible is we continue to break massive exclusive news after massive exclusive news. And yeah, tens of millions watch it on this broadcast. And it gets put on Rumble and X and millions more watch it. But I don't want just this informed audience to know what's going on. I want to get it out to the public. So I got a bunch of information yesterday. And it was, and he's never said, don't say who it's coming from. Because I get it from other people too. I just like to leave it and say DOJ sources because they'll then conflate what I got from one person, another, and then the FBI, and then from him. But he said, no, go ahead and tell people. And I was like, well, this is all massive exclusives. And he just said, you know, go ahead. We're longtime friends. Go ahead. But then, obviously, I don't record these conversations. He didn't even ask me if I was, but I said, I'm writing notes. I wrote about 15 pages of notes in our 45-minute or hour-long conversation. And it was just, that was yesterday afternoon, and I shot a little quick video right after I talked to him. And I sat there last night, and I sat this morning with the notes, and I went and looked at the things, and I knew some of it, you know, at least part of the backstory. And it was just like everything he told me and everything he's ever told me, you know, was true and accurate before was so bombshell. Like each little piece was so huge. And I was sitting there before the broadcast looking at all these notes and going, I mean, one of these would be like a huge Fox News story or a, you know, New York Times story. And obviously if I had the journalistic muscle, because I know it's all true from the sources coming from, but to even go out and like expand on it, it's just unbelievable. So it's like a pygmy trying to eat an elephant. And I got my other sources at different levels, and I can take their info, not even knowing I'm talking to these people, and you get a very clear picture. Plus, I did my own research, obviously, and as Yoda says, my own counsel I will keep. But it was Ed Martin, the head of Trump's big government weaponization task force, the government anti-weaponization task force, going after the weaponization of government, and also the big pardon lawyer and so much more who they fear so much, the deep state. And it was just an amazing talk. And obviously I could have had Ed on before. He's been on the show many times years ago, known him 25 years, from all the work he's done in public eye and behind the public eye, fighting the globalists, the heading up some of the most important organizations in the world and the fight against them, like the Eagle Forum and others. But I just, it becomes a political distraction because I wanted to make sure he got appointed as U.S. Attorney in D.C. But then blocking that just made Trump make him this big omnibus, you know, roving field marshal with authority all over the country. And so he just, it was amazing. And I kept saying, is this on record? Is that off record? Is this on record? Is that off record? So, I mean, I could take, of like the 30 things he told me, they're all gigantic. I can just take one of these tonight, maybe? I mean, I'm not going to wait on this stuff. It's just like, this is wild, okay? Believe me. And a lot of it's really good news. And some of it is what you already thought was going on, but just confirmed. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Is here. It's intensifying with every day, with every week, with every month. And even the most informed and involved and engaged of us tend to get punch drunk and tend to create a normalcy bias of the war we're in. And the fact that there is not more urgency is a big problem. Yeah, we have way more urgency than the satanic left, those that have fallen to Satan's spell. But we have to understand that we've only won some major battles. We've not won the war. And yes, we have the initiative. So look, we got a full plate here tonight on this live Sunday, August 24th, 2025 transmission. But I talked for about 45 minutes last night to Trump's head task force, strike force lawyer, Ed Martin. And when you ask who's heading up the strike forces, he's the only person they admit is heading up one. And I have the inside baseball on that. And also the state of the war we're in, the state of who understands it's urgent, who doesn't. The grand jury's open all over the country. And specifically, what districts, what's going on, what's happening. A bunch of this, he has full discretion, by the way, for the president to say whatever he wants. He decided to tell me. And I wrote about 15 pages of notes. And normally, any other talk shows for reporter would get one of these things, and it would take them 4 or 5 days to digest it and figure out how they're going to present it, you know, to make sure you get it right. I mean, it's all just insane, okay? And then what's going on inside the DOJ to try to block prosecutions, Trump, you know, and his understanding of how serious things are. What they really found on Jack Smith that is just exactly what you would expect from the former head of the UN tribunal prosecutor. And then what Tulsi Gabbard has found that is way, way, way worse than the already over-the-top treason that's been released. On and on and on and on and on. It's like the police get a call and they're told, you know, I saw the neighbor at midnight would take a dead body out of their car and bring it in the house. Are you sure it was a dead body? Yeah. So they get a search warrant and they go. And there's not one dead body in the house. There's like 200 buried in the backyard. Okay, so, I mean, and as soon as they, that's an analogy, as soon as they start indicting these people, if you think you've seen whistleblowers and the house of cards falling, it's going to go into free fall. So, I'm not holding up the information I'm going to bring out and talk about. I've already given you some big basic statements there. They're all true. But I'm still digesting all of this. And I have other sources as well, a lot of other sources. I'll get different pieces of it. But I mean, I've known Ed 25 years, and you know, he's one of the most stalwart, trustworthy people. Everybody knows that. So the president trusts him so much. So he doesn't just, you know, say things that are half-baked or aren't true. And he told me a lot of very, very scary stuff, too. So, but we were simpatico on strategy and things like that. And obviously, stuff that's been done to InfoWars. And I'll just leave it at that, but I will be having to go back up to D.C. soon. Probably next week. Not this week, but next week. My dad's having open heart surgery on Wednesday, so I'm going to be here for that. But, so I'm still thinking about out of the 30 plus things he told me, about 20 of them are over the top bombshell important. They're all the rest of, all of them are huge. I'm really trying to process it in my mind and then decide which few I want to hit today, but I need to get all this out as soon as possible. But then on each point, he would give me examples and things to look at. So, I mean, a normal person that just doesn't do this full time, we take him a day just to pull up and just document that already everything he's telling me is basically hiding in plain view. So I'm not getting to this right away to build this up. It's the opposite. I'm like, we've killed the cow. Now we've got to cut it up into pieces and cook it. So it's a lot to process. It'd be like asking the cops when they finally raid a house and found 100 dead bodies buried in the backyard. Well, come out and give us a press conference. They've only been there for 2 hours. And they're like, we're digging up bodies everywhere. They're like, they're kids. We don't. This is the guy we've arrested. I mean, what am I supposed to? That's the thing about actually fighting evil is it's there's so much of it, and it's so crazy that even like describing it is a giant job. Much less processing it and dealing with it, and it's just. I mean, I thought I was overwhelmed on air 25, 30 years ago with the amount of news coming out then. That was nothing. And I see talk show hosts every day that I like. Oh, today's a slow news day. What planet are you living on? And then there's a whole other area to this. There's the people that are so pissed that we haven't seen the arrest of the deep state. And they're not all in prison. They're not all at Gitmo. It's not Trump's fault and my fault and Martin's fault that you guys believed all that Q stuff that Hillary was really at Gitmo 8 years ago and executed. We didn't say that. I told you it wasn't true. Now I'm telling you, they're making a run at these people. And they have full intentions of indicting their ass 7 ways a Sunday. And they got them. They've got them, they've got them, they've got them, they've got them. They're in all of it. Because you know... They don't even need to go to the FISA court and all that stuff because it's already in all the databases that the Democrats had scooped out to spy on everybody. They're the ones that did the illegal spying. So now the Office of National Intelligence that's over all those agencies or misconduct in its misconduct investigations has all the illegal stuff they were trying to dig up on Patriots. And, of course, there's nothing there incriminating or bad, but it's all crimes they committed. And then you've seen the headlines everywhere, like half the Democrats in Congress never pay income taxes. Well, that's a felony. You can say it's unconstitutional, all that. I get it. The point is that how'd Al Capone finally go to prison? Oh, yeah. And that's a very good strategy. They're going to get him any way they can. And they got their ass on income tax evasion. I mean, flagrantly, not just not paying, filing fake tax returns. Perjury. Now, I'm just rattling off a little bit here. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But that's nothing, what I've told you. That's nothing, what they discovered. I mean, obviously, out of all of this, the fact that they've got grand juries open. And I looked this up last night. This is only known in one case. And the corporate media could have found this out. They don't want to because they don't want you to know how real this is. They got grand juries open in Virginia, Missouri, New York, and a bunch of other states. And I don't just mean one per state. And if you look at where their jurisdictions are, like the district there in Virginia that's over the NSA and CIA, oh, yeah. Yeah. And the issues are this stuff is so classified and so bad, they're having to go through and getting the president ready to just to declassify stuff, show they're even able to prosecute people with this stuff. And we're talking people working 18 hours a day. So this isn't like you're a dog, you're walking through the desert, and there's not any water or any meat around. You're basically a dog next to a giant butcher shop with a door open with 1,000 sides of beef hanging down off hooks and just T-bone steaks all over the floor and hamburger meat everywhere next to Niagara Falls. And so when you go into a big racketeering thing or an espionage deal, there's a lot of delicacies and rules to it that are designed like that because it takes years. They don't have that luxury. So I can tell you that there's process crimes all over the place in this. So when you see people indicted for process crimes, that's not because they're limiting it. That's to get them in the bear trap. And then to get them to roll over, which they're already doing. Oh, and Ed's been on the news, you know, months ago saying he's got record level whistleblowers coming to him, like the auto pen people. But now it's a full-time job, just the whistleblowers. Hundreds and hundreds a week. Many of them high level with billions stolen here, billions stolen there. Thinking, oh, there is a new sheriff in town. We better go get ahead of this. Can you imagine when they actually start indicting the kingpins? There's been hundreds and hundreds of indictments of mid-level and stuff. It just didn't hit the news. USA, the EPA scammers and NGOs and leftist law firms, you know, immigration law firms that are really human smuggling. And mayors and sheriffs and judges involved in it. I mean, they're doing it. And I can tell you the mayor of Chicago's got a big old bullseye on his commie ass. Saying rise up and attack the ICE when they're up there in Chicago. So the big news is they are going for it. But this is a free country with due process. They don't own these grand juries. These grand juries don't, you know, they can just keep asking for info forever. Who knows what they'll indict on? They just want to, you know, and that's our system, and that's fine. We want some due process because they already had at least 8 grand juries open on me under Biden, and they say that's a record number to not get indicted. Well, I didn't do anything. But by the grace of God, they presented stuff, and they said no. Well, once I was the Washington Post reporter, and I confirmed it was true. I was indicted in D.C. for Jan 6, but then Merrick Garland killed it, saying it's too obvious. He bullhorned saying don't go in. That's a little too much. So he killed that. So I guess I was indicted. But the attorney general can kill that. So, but in my case, in Trump's case, in Roger Stone's case, General Flynn, we didn't do anything. In the case of these people, it is ridiculous. So we've got that going on. And then what Jack Smith was planning, and I said to Martin, I said, I can talk about this. He said, yeah, there's only a few things. He said, we're off record. And I was like, wow. And he said, you got to look into this. You got to look into that. Look at this. Look at that. So I've got like, when I say 15 pages, I mean 15 pages filled with the main thing and notes, and I'm writing super fast. So, I mean, I could spend a week with that damn notebook and not even get all the stuff together. I'm going to stay up late tonight at the computer. I'll send the crew all the documents and stuff because, you know, me, I like to not just say what Ed Martin told me, which is the head task force, you know, lawyer, giving power all over the country. I mean, that's direct Alex Jones, him. That's, you know. The New York Times says unnamed sources and makes up a bunch of crap. No, this is Alex Jones. Talk to Ed Martin. But I just want to pull up the exhibits because I always like to do that. Yep, Jack Smith, Trump's longtime tormentor, is under criminal investigation by the DOJ. Faces fresh danger from the president he sought to jail. Wait till you hear what Jack Smith set up. They got Jack Smith's emails, his text messages, they got everything. And so when... I'm gonna stop right there. I mean, Ed's sitting there talking on the phone. He's looking at him while we're talking. They're accusing Trump of wanting to be a dictator. They're accusing Trump of wanting to have tribunals and all this. They're accusing Trump of wanting to get rid of due process. Jack Smith, who was a UN prosecutor, was going to set up a UN Star Chamber tribunal in D.C. that was going to try tens of thousands of people in mass show trials where whole groups of people as a class are convicted. You're not even there speaking. You're in a jail cell, and they have televised. That's what the J6 thing was at the beginning of that. They were going to try to roll out actual North Korean tribunals. Kind of a big deal. And that's an understatement. And they planned on J6 being much worse. They thought they were going to have rocketeers bomb and stuff, but it failed. That's what they called it, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, when, you know, all they did was kill five citizens and one cop died of, you know, stroke a few days later. They still lie. Five cops died that day. No, they didn't. They were planning something much worse, but it dudded out, but they still were calling it, you know, the worst thing, you know, ever, and basically anything worse would be nuclear war because they planned something much bigger, but it failed. But they were just still going along with this whole plan to set up total, you think you've got judicial tyranny. You think you have judicial tyranny in America with these out of control judges doing whatever they want. They were going to set up a giant show trial operation where they were going to try thousands of people at once in groups and not even get them. He used another example. Remember they had like in the 90s that big Italian Sicilian show trial of the mafia? And they didn't even, and I'm not for the Sicilian mafia, but they didn't, because they're bad guys, give them real trials. They gave them where they try like 600, 700 people at once at one time in a group. That's what Jack Smith and the Democrats were setting up. I mean, you saw my show trials in Texas and Connecticut produced by HBO within 2 months of each other. Totally rigged. I'm already guilty. This was to the next level. And it goes on and on and on and on. I mean, just amazing. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep cogitating on this. And I'm going to hit a few of the other things later. But I need to get with our writers. I need to get, you know, everybody, we need to put some stories out about all this. So I'm going to have all my notes and stuff tomorrow. I have my notes, but I'm going to get each little note. I'm going to pull up the stuff he talked about. So I want to show you, you know, there's grand juries in this district of Virginia, and here's why. And there's grand juries here in Missouri because of this. And then there's grand juries here. And I was like, well, people don't know about this one yet. Well, no, I'm telling you. I mean, this is like exclusive stuff. And again, the average person goes, well, I heard about all the secret grand juries, the first Trump administration, and all that. Those weren't real. That was never true. I'm a real person. Ed Martin's the real task force leader. This isn't 4chan. This is happening. So, but it's still, they're going to try to target these grand juries. They're going to try to harass them behind the scenes. The deep state used to go after the Senate Intelligence Committee and others. If they were even investigating the CIA, just looking into them, they're supposed to investigate them. They're an oversight. They're their bosses. They spy on their wives and husbands and, you know, threaten to plant child porn on Cheryl Atkinson's husband. These groups are out of control. So if you think just because they've got grand juries open and all this is happening that it's a sure thing, think again. They were just never had anybody in the DOJ that had balls enough to even do this and try to get the indictments. And Ed Martin is in there with the goods. And they're going to get grand juries that aren't in, you know, places like D.C. that are controlled. They're going to do it. I predict it. But that's the other big issue is, what is the deep state going to do? Because they're getting subpoenaed. They're getting FBI visits. They're getting called in front of grand juries. And you're like, well, why isn't that on the news? Because the news doesn't want you to know that's going on. And also, if you're independent media and you even report on this stuff, and you're a DOJ outlet, you know, that works for the good guys, the DOJ, that's what they call it. I'm not like, not of the DOJ, but that's what the globalists call it is. Oh, that, you know, Fox News is a pro-Trump outlet. It didn't used to be, but it's now. Or, you know, CNN's a pro-Democrat outlet. If you're a pro-Trump outlet and you're getting exclusive intel and a big audience, it paints a big old target on your ass. So most people are like, I don't think I'm going to touch that. I mean, it's like Kyle Serafin coming up here getting all these top FBI agents that are insiders or for the deep state fired. I'll do it. I'm willing to have him on because I know he's credible. But every time it's like, I'm like, yeah. I mean, you think I want to just mess with the corrupt people at the FBI? I think I'm just like going around looking to fight an 800-pound gorilla? No. But I'm just like, thank you, sir. Can I have another? Thank you, sir. Can I have another? Because I'm not looking to just, you know, get set up. They've already tried, folks. But here's the deal. Our children have no future if we don't stop these people and clean up these agencies or abolish these agencies or whatever that we decide to do through Congress and the American people. I just know I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to report this stuff to you, and I want you to listen to me carefully. I'll explain when we come back, and I'll get into all the other news. You better be praying for Trump, and you better be praying for people like Ed Martin and others. Because Trump puts the call out to these U.S. attorneys and people, and most of them are just like, they literally, but, you know, well, they should bring people in, they'll do it. There ain't that many real men, folks. Okay? Because the Clintons people kill your ass, okay? Put you in prison. So, you want people to take action? Well, we got them. You better be supporting them.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at the alexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at the alexjonesstore.com.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah,
walking on the fighting side of me.
All right, so I just got into my conversation with Ed Martin and some of the other information I mixed in from other sources. And there's a lot to unpack there. I only scratched the surface on some of the big issues, but I didn't even cover a third of those. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, I'll got to get this stuff out. It's timely. It's incredibly important. And it's also very exciting for people that know we need to drain the deep state. We need to drain the swamp. We need to prosecute the people that have been persecuting and destroying this country. They're arrogant. They're dug into the government. We have no hope of turning this around and having any lasting effect if they don't go to prison. And they know they're in trouble. So they have the Podesta plan that's been public for 5 years that if Trump ever got back in, they would trigger a race-based civil war. And that's why you've seen all the race hyping and the rest of it. So I told everybody thinking, oh, Bill Maher's this great guy. You really love him now. He was only doing that because the vast majority of his audience was waking up and pro-Trump. He only wanted to get people's confidence again so he could attack Trump with what he believes is credibility. That's a smarter tact that he's using. And then you've got the communist mayor, race-baiting mayor of Chicago, who's just a good bellwether of these people, and you have the Republican governor, Pritzker, of the pedo-promoting family, the trans-promoting cult. Democrat Chicago mayor calls on citizens to rise up, close quote, against National Guard if they're sent by President Trump. No, I think they'll be greeted as liberators. Crime's already dropped almost to nothing in D.C. with just a thousand troops on the streets. These aren't troops coming to confiscate guns. These aren't troops coming to lock you in your houses and COVID. This is a show of force ahead of trying to dig out all the Soros DAs that let super ultra-violent offenders out of jail with no bail. I mean, you can kill people where I live in Austin and be out the next day, no bail. Shoot them dead. If you're black or Hispanic, I mean, literally, it's DEI. And Jose Garza says, I'm releasing a reporter killed in racially motivated execution. So, I mean, I've seen Pritzker. I've seen, mayor, Brandon Johnson. I mean, you've seen him. I got video of it again. This is a new clip. We're going to rise up. We're going to fight back. Why they're coming to kill us. They're coming to attack us. And at first they were saying they were going to arm the guard, but then they talked to the guard. They said, no, we got weapons at our armory. And they've certainly been authorized to carry weapons before. Makes them a target if they don't. But no, it's official. They are going to arm the National Guard. And Trump does everything he says he's going to do. So he says they're sending him into Chicago and probably other cities now because these mayors will not work with ICE when they're executing federal warrants to arrest these illegal aliens with long rap sheets. And so Trump's just basically showing people he's trying to do something. And they haven't had now in 2 weeks, it's been 13 days, one homicide. They usually have them four or five times a day. They haven't had one homicide. I mean, it's and the black people that aren't AstroTurf, the actual majority of them, are marching saying we love it. It's so much safer. All because the criminals and thugs don't think there's an absolute green light open season to do it, carjack and rape and murder whoever you want. So Stuart Rhodes, former constitutional lawyer, famous political prisoner, founder of the Oath Keepers, former Ron Paul staffer. I mean, I was having him on before he founded Oath Keepers as an expert on posse comitatus and the use of the military domestically because he won awards at Yale writing PhDs, you know, stuff on it or papers on it. Ron Paul would say, here, have Stuart Rhodes on. Time, no Stuart Rhodes. Here's our expert on police state. Please have him on. So he was on Friday. He said, this is not a police state. This is not martial law. We've got MSNBC and all the rest of them. Oh, Alex Jones used to warn about this all the time. Now he loves a martial law. There's different types of martial law. But when you suspend local rule of law, when you told the police to stand down, when you tell criminals they can do what they want, when you pass local laws, you can steal $2,000 to $4,000 to $5,000, depending on the jurisdiction, everything starts closing. People are being murdered and raped in mass. Illegal aliens run around above the law. And all this is going on. That's its own chaos. That's its own lack of law. So, no. But if Trump tries to create a permanent federal force of stationed troops in cities, then that would be a police state, and that's not what Trump's proposing. But on a larger front, before I play these clips, they know the Democrats have said they're planning armed uprisings. I played more clips Thursday of a bunch of Democrats at university level, government level, you name it. They have New York Times articles and MSNBC articles. Democrats want blood. They want a violent uprising. Democrat leaders, you know, say the majority of our constituents want violence. And you've got all these sleeper cells and all these terrorist groups that Biden let in. And Trump's creating a rapid reaction force of 700 troops in Alabama that can jump on a plane and within 12 hours be anywhere in the U.S. Does that sound like a police state to you? 700 troops? They got tens of thousands in El Salvador. And guess what? They went from the highest crime rate in the world to the second lowest. And everybody's got their free speech. Everybody's got their due process. But the criminals don't have their right to run around and kidnap and murder and kill and pay off the government controller body. And just like flipping a light switch on, the cockroaches ran off. Now, Bukele down the road, because things get so good under right-wing leadership, do those things have a way of growing into their own establishment? Yes. But that's like saying you got a really bad infection, you're going to die if you don't take antibiotics. So you take antibiotics, they're good, but only for a limited time. You don't want to just stay on them. So, yeah, all of this stuff is a balance. But I'm an expert on the police state. And just to make sure, I didn't just call Rhodes, I call other constitutional lawyers. I said, no, you're absolutely right. Just like I knew all these Article 3 judges saying Trump can't deport illegals, he's a tyrant, he's a fascist, it's unconstitutional. You can read the damn Constitution, a seven-year-old could. That's cut and dry, and of course it's all been overturned by the Supreme Court and appellate courts. Oh, you're backing Trump with his fascism, deporting illegal aliens. What? Totally constitutional, and it's what we elected him for. So there's a lot of ignorance out there. The military trained to take on constitutional terrorists and, quote, white people the number one terror threat, and there's about to be terror attacks by Republicans everywhere, and we've got to train to take their guns. That's the Democrats gearing up if they wanted to have a takeover from the top down. And it was the military and police gave me the intel going back 30 years ago and right on through that we knew about all this and got the secret training videos and manuals. We got them from the troops. Training to literally take your bank accounts, take your guns, put you in FEMA camps if you're a Christian conservative. We're not going to put the Democrats in FEMA camps and not have due process. We're going to ship these illegal aliens, the ones with the long rap sheets first, out of the country. That's why we've always had control of the border federally. Every country that exists has that. So there's a lot of taking what I've said in the past out of context by CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, and go, look, Alex Jones says Trump is this. No, I didn't. Now, when Trump said, we'll deport citizens to El Salvador, I went, and now he backed off that because that is 100% unconstitutional and is bad. Because Trump's no constitutional lawyer. He just wants results. So, yeah, is there a slippery slope over here in Trump world, you know, down the road? Yeah, the Democrats launched a bunch of terror attacks and burned down half the country, start killing everybody. The response to it that crushes them could easily grow into its own cancer. And we'll be here once the uprising that's unconstitutional and is literally a globalist-funded coup against our republic, once that's put down, if I see anybody trying to hold on to undue powers or anything, I will come out against it. But we can't even get indictments of the deep state that have openly committed mass crime every type you can imagine, including 450,000 now, missing kids, many in sex slavery confirmed. And we're starting to get some NGOs indicted and starting to free thousands of kids, but they're juveniles, so it's in the courts, but it's coming out. So they had to build up their forces to be able to do this. So, no. The cure to this tyrannical disease of the blue cities, blue states, funded by BlackRock and the Chi-Coms, is a strong hand, and Trump's just trying to get through the courts and through all the people trying to block him a very moderate response to this stuff. But at least the first time in decades we've had one. So let's go ahead and play Bill Maher saying, oh, Trump's doing a soft coup. This will be more effective than what he tried on J6. He said peacefully go to the Capitol. We had a stage. I'm the one that set it up with the group. He was going to speak there and have and call for a 10-day moratorium, which is in the Constitution, on certifying the vote to have an investigation because there hadn't been one. He said, march the Capitol peacefully. And when he was saying that, they already had Antifa dressed up like our people attacking. They already sent half the cops away for parking control, traffic control, blocked Trump wanting 10,000 National Guard to stop Antifa and the Patriots getting in a fight. We all expected Antifa to come out and attack as they always had before. We weren't there to take over the damn Capitol. But here's Bill Maher. Well, his coup failed then, so but this one is much smarter, and he's going to succeed with this. Bill, you're the one for 3 years can't get an inspector out to fix your roof. You're the one that has all your neighbors' houses getting robbed. You're complaining. You're the one where they won't, you know, send fire trucks out to fight a fire. That's administrative tyranny. So you act like you're against the stuff of Gavin Newsom, but now, no, let me tell you what martial law is. Getting rid of the law administratively and saying if you can flood the country and come here and we'll pay for everything, including your anchor baby, and you can commit all the crimes you want, and we won't even arrest you for it because you'll get deported. Even before Trump got in, I've seen the Austin police chief and others, they go, well, we really don't prosecute most misdemeanors, including really serious ones, violent ones, because, you know, we need the migrant community to trust us, and plus they might still get deported. You got Hochul pardoning murderers so they won't get deported by Trump. Pardoning murderers so they, and many of them do it again, that's violence. That's discrimination against citizens. Don't you see the violence of the left? ICE got shot at, so they shot back. They tried to run over the ICE people, so they shot at them. They just have these little things they pick at. It's all they've got. I got more footage of them chasing ICE in the streets of the U.S., San Francisco, you name it, trying to kill them. Just mobs of vigilantes. No, we're not seeing enough force. See, when the government's trying to gear up to go after gun owners and planning a civil war, we're going to shut that down. But when you've got some anemic federal government with a 40 million person invasion force, 20 million under Biden, that's above the law and running around arrogantly doing whatever they want, that's the force you ought to worry about. Not the 5,000 ICE agents and the 700 National Guard Rapid Reaction Force. Oh, my God, they're coming to get me. The National Guard. Those people are some of the most conservative, squared-away people there are. They're not going to follow any orders that are unconstitutional. And you know what? They've done surveys of them. They got like a 98% support in the Guard. They got police all over the country helping ICE, even though they've been threatened to be fired in Austin, fired in Chicago, fired in Denver, fired in L.A., fired in New York, fired in Miami. The police are saying, screw you, we're helping ICE. Because they see what the illegal alien crime wave does. Their houses get robbed. Their kids get hurt. They know. My reporter got killed. My family's houses get broken into. We don't need to see your fake FBI statistics. They now admitted we're totally fake. Crime's way down. Oh, yeah, right. And Easter Bunny's real. Bullshit. So, no, this is not a police state. So you know what? Play the mayor. Oh, this guy, I can't stand him so much. Bug-eyed communist race baiter. I mean, like 8-9 people, you know, someday, I think it's like 12 a day get killed. Sometimes he was like 3 or 4 a day in Chicago. But that's not a problem. No. And again, they release child molesters, arsonists, murderers out of the jails and don't tell ICE. Oh, by the way, we're releasing a convicted pedophile today. And you'll see, like, he served 1 year of a 5-year sentence after raping and kidnapping a 3-year-old. You're just like, what? And they release such and such, and, you know, ICE has to hide outside the jail, and then sometimes they check the ID. Oh, you match this person. Let me check it out. Oh, you're a citizen. Sorry. Oh, God, I'm a citizen. You asked for my ID outside the jail. Oh, you violated my right. Oh, God, the police state's here. That's obstruction of justice. They had laws passed in over 200 cities, total sanctuary, over 800 partial, where it's against the law to aid federal law enforcement when they're doing a constitutional duty. I mean, you see the cases where they'll have bank robbers on the run, they're illegal aliens, and in Denver's like, the police do not help them, do not aid the feds. Those are illegal aliens. And the police are like, what? I mean, this is tyranny. Administrative tyranny. And it kills a lot of people. All right, go ahead and play the demonic mayor and then go to Bill Maher.
And so, you know, look, we're going to remain firm. We'll take legal action. But the people of this city are accustomed to rising up against tyranny. And if that's necessary, I believe that the people of Chicago will stand firm alongside of me as I work every single day to protect the people of this city.
I don't know if I was the first one to use the phrase slow moving coup. I know I was using it before he was. Thank you. I know I was using it before he was president the first time, so maybe somebody got to it first, I don't know. And people were laughing at it. I mean, whenever I said he was never going to concede power, they would say, oh, you smoke too much pot. Well, it turned out I smoked just the right amount of pot. So now, what's going on in Washington, D.C.? I'll ask you this first. Because he does this magic trick, you know, he's passing out pizza and it's all about big balls and we're all laughing at what's going on in D.C. Yeah, he's passing out pizza to the troops. If there was a slow-moving coup, let me just describe some of the steps and you tell me if I'm being paranoid. First, create a masked police force. Get people used to looking at that. Normalize snatching people off the street. Get them used to that. Normalize seeing the National Guard and the military on the street. Then start talking about crime in the capital, which is basically, you know, has always been a fairly crime-ridden city. This is our nation's capital where elections are decided. And then have, because the crime is so bad, have other states start sending their troops, not just the National Guard there in D.C., but now at least six other states are sending their troops, which then Trump can then federalize. So you're having many states' troops on the ground there, and now they're under federal control. So you have in the Capitol a sort of permanent police presence. So when an election dispute might come up, just hypothetically, I mean, I don't want to be a big pessimist, and I'm going to pretend for the rest of the duration that the Democrats do have a chance of winning, and they might win the next election. I just don't think they're ever going to take power because this is what's going to happen. Because I think this coup is going to go off a lot smoother than the last one.
Pelosi blocked Trump putting the National Guard in January 6, 2021. And Pelosi in front of her daughter bragged that they did it in a stand down. They wanted it because the activists said they were coming out to attack people. That was a setup. They didn't. Pelosi had all the troops put around the Capitol. And as I broke exclusively, and I'm going to give you the details tomorrow, Ed Martin told me, it's incredible information I got out of Jack Smith's emails, you know, the former UN war crimes prosecutor, that they were going to set up in D.C. giant Soviet or Nazi-style show trials, trying thousands of people at a time and not even giving them due process. So worse than a military tribunal that actually has JAG officers and you know, a jury still. So they're the ones that made the movie Civil War 2 years ago that came out last year where the blue states get together and go take over D.C. and kill a Trump figure. Podesta, we can put it on screen, proposed blue states seceding and having a civil war. They're the ones that have had the coup with the illegals getting more apportionment for blue seats in Congress in the census and having illegals vote. They're the ones saying they're going to pack the Supreme Court, you know, make more members of it, add dozens more, and then they will never get out of power. They're the ones saying they're going to turn D.C. and Puerto Rico into states. All the rest of this crap to rig elections. They're the ones that gerrymandered everything. They're the tyrants. We know they're the tyrants. The Republicans were like their second fiddle, blue blood, neocon scum before in the last 30 years. You know, Nixon and Reagan were a lot better than Democrats, but after that we had a bad period of the Uniparty. We have a beachhead in the Republican Party. We're taking it over. And the Democrats have a big public plan to try to create a racial civil war in America. And Trump has taken the military out and dusted it off a little bit and put a little oil on it and loaded a magazine in it. That's good. Because we have the Democrats saying they want to trigger a civil war. And then when they create the climate where Trump has to call the troops, Podesta says, they'll call him a tyrant, which you see them now doing. So, yeah. But I will say this. What do you think is going to happen when they start indicting Hillary and Brennan and Clapper and Jack Smith and Fannie Willis and Letitia James and John Bolton? I mean, there are going to be hundreds of indictments, like you heard the vice president say 2 weeks ago. I mean, they have every intention. They never opened grand juries before. Trump never did that. They got a whole bunch of them open now, okay? I supposedly told you where some of them were open 30 minutes ago. So the Democrats are going to pull off some major garbage. So all of us need to be frosty, not be violent, but be ready to defend ourselves. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with more news. These activist judges trying to block more stuff that will get overturned, but it's meant to slow things down. New Jeffrey Epstein information, massive new Russia-Ukraine war developments, and so much more. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Take the live feed from Infowars.com/show and share it. And the feed at Real Alex Jones on X and share it. That's got all the power. Use it and tell those you share it to share it. And go to thealexjonesstore.com. For only 6 more days, any product you buy, T-shirts, ultramethylene blue, any of the amazing supplements, you get put in 50 times, not once like you normally do, 50 times in the last week for the amazing souped-up Jeep blacked-out off-road Gladiator. And it's this little 2-week period, happens every 4 months. We do a different offering every 2 months where you get the new offering, an amazing brand new Corvette. Everybody gets put in 50 times whenever you buy any product for both of those vehicles and much more at thealexjonesstore.com. What you really want is the ultramethylene blue. We'll be right back. Hour number 2. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great T-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product. And it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
this live Sunday global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right. Here's what I want to get into. I want to finish up in this short segment on the police state and what's really going on here. I sent the crew these clips, but nobody needs to even see them. You've seen the footage. There's a bunch of new footage out today of California, areas of Texas, New York, Maryland, Chicago. And you know, new footage of just people on fentanyl, like total, absolute zombies everywhere. And 1,500,000 dead in the last 6-7 years. I mean, this has got to stop. It got way worse under Biden. And then they turn around when they defund the police, they don't enforce, the police unions come out and say, we're not allowed to stop these people. I've seen it with my own eyeballs in L.A. where they tell us, yeah, we're not allowed to bust the people dealing fentanyl. They sit right there in their fancy cars selling it to the homeless to get all their homeless money from the NGOs, and they're just routinely taking dead bodies away. And then we're told, oh, it's a police state with Trump. He's the bad guy for wanting to have this image. And I sent the crew a new one. It was 10 times worse than this. I'll send it again later. We'll put it in post. It's fine. Just let's not show the one I don't want because it gets me. Thanks. I got one way worse. I kind of get this neurotic thing when I send something and then it's not there. It's okay. I send too much. It's just, it's all right. It's all right. I had a really, really bad video. It just goes on and on. Just total carnage, but brand new one. So I'm going to reset because I had that in my mind to go to that and it wasn't there. It's my fault. Take care of it. So, it's just very, very frustrating that they administratively defund the police, the fire departments, don't cut the brush, leave the electricity on, drain the reservoir, turn into a 50-minute city, steal the property, all of it I predicted, just like Maui, just like Palisades. It's all on purpose. And the homelessness and the NGOs and the illegals and all the lawlessness and the brainwashing our kids. It's the same in Europe, the same here. It's the same administrative attack on society. They take all your tax money and then cut off the services to degrade and collapse civilization. And I know this audience understands that, but a lot of other people still think that it's misguidedness and that the Democrats just don't know what they're doing and it's just all a big accident. No, it's all on purpose. And they admit that it's on purpose. And they know exactly what they're doing. And I can only repeat that so many times. But I hear Trump every day. Oh, Governor Newsom's an idiot. Jerome Powell's a fool. This is going to hurt the economy, not cutting interest rates. No, they're following a program of Cloward and Piven to collapse the civilization. And we have their own admissions. We have their own documents. And by the way, as we show you footage of different skid rows around the country, you think, oh, well, that's just one area. No, in L.A., you drive for mile after mile after mile after mile after mile. And then you're in another part, mile after mile after mile. And just on the sides of the highways, just everywhere. It's intense. It's massive. This is their form of war on us. This is their attacks. They know exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I want to get into all the serious news that we haven't hit yet. There's a lot of it. But let's have a little bit of fun. This is even better for TV viewers. For radio listeners, you'll still get it. This is AI. This isn't real. But it's still extremely hilarious. And it will be true soon on the current trajectory. There are grand juries open on the entire deep state for all the different crimes they've committed. And they're being opened up all over the country. Not just by Ed Martin's government, anti-government weaponization system, but also by the other strike force that's got billions of dollars of funding and all these different agencies involved. So people that are saying, where are the indictments? Trump had to get his people appointed. He had to get in. He had to get these groups set up. They had to create new divisions because 70% of the people at the DOJ are basically Democrats. And you say, well, fire all of them. They have fired a bunch. But they're civil servants. They have basic rights. And the judges have been trying to block it. But they have now gotten things organized. And they've now got grand juries open. And they are going for it. Which, again, means the deep state is going to try to pull some major shenanigans. And you can see the talking point when there's a racial uprising, which they're already fanning the flames of and have been failing at. A summit of love 2020 2.0, then they will call Trump a dictator and intensify the violence, hoping there's some type of Kent State event, as Democrats have openly said in memos, getting people killed as the pretext to then totally burn the country down. And they believe by crashing the economy, somehow that will drive Trump from office. So, again, that's the official Podesta plan. We're now here. I don't see it going well. I see the public seeing through it on average, but it's still dangerous as hell. But here's the AI joke about John Bolton.
We seem to have breaking news. Apparently, the FBI has found the USB thumb drive they were looking for. Mr. Bolton was reportedly hiding it under his mustache. This is apparently the same technique he used to smuggle information in and out of the State Department. Apparently, it was President Trump who alerted the FBI to make sure they checked under his mustache. He said, and I quote, "Make sure you look under that son of a bitch's mustache. I never trusted that mustache."
All right, now I want to talk about identity politics in America and the clash with the left against the right and all the little subgroups they've got. So, more and more, you have the Democrats that are aligned with Islam and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Gazans. And then you've got a lot of Republicans that are just totally anti-Israel. And my issue is that becomes like the only issue. And then bizarrely, we're supposed to basically spend 90% of our time talking about Israel and Gaza. I don't like what Israel's doing in Gaza. I don't think those kids should be wiped out. It is starvation and genocide. I've talked a lot about it. I just go out and I see what everybody else is talking about. And I mean, basically, I get to hear about Israel and Gaza 90% of the time. People don't even care about Ukraine and Trump giving Ukraine 3,000 cruise missiles 2 days ago. Like, okay, spend 10% of your time on Israel and Gaza, and then, you know, somebody spend 10% on nuclear war and then 10% on this and that. It's crazy. And it becomes this knowledge base where people know all the factoids about that, but basically nothing else. And so I'm just frustrated by it because I'm not allied with out of control Islam merging with the left and the Democrats and, you know, all this Islam's going to take over crap. And then at the same time, I'm not allied with Benjamin Netanyahu trying to control U.S. foreign policy, manipulating our government. I'm totally been against that since I supported Pat Buchanan in high school and college and worked for his campaign. But my issue is that the left talks more about Islam and its support of it and how they're going to have an intifada here in America and how communism's the answer. It's like Islam merged with communism. Then they talk about anything else. And then a lot of the right wing now just talks about Israel. And I guess they think magically, if you just talk about Israel all day long and beat a dead horse and just literally say, if Jews didn't exist, we would all just have a perfect world. It becomes its own sickness. Because evil lurks in the hearts of all men and women, and there are different mafias and criminal organizations and groups in the world. And I can assure you, our problems with the Israel lobby and the ADL and Benjamin Netanyahu are very serious and very real and need to be looked at and exposed. I'm simply saying, if you're playing against another football team, there's 11 on this side and 11 on that side, and you put all 11 of your players on one wide receiver and you're on defense, you're going to lose. They're just going to run the ball right up the field. You're all 11 players, including the quarter, everybody's running over here, and then the whole, and I'm just like, and people will say, oh, you're covering up from Israel. No, most of the stuff people know about Israel is from me. I mean, nobody's exposed 9/11 Israel's involvement like I have. Nobody's exposed Israel and the USS Liberty or the Levant affair or the King David Hotel or on and 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 on, the telecommunications they're in, all of it. I'm simply saying I see the crazed left, and this is more of a discussion. I don't even tell people what to think. It's more I'm like, what do we do about this? Because there's nothing hotter than hating Israel. And it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And then I look over and it's all these leftists and communists saying how much they love right-wingers now. And they're all getting on each other's shows and basically talking about how great Hitler is. And I'm just sitting back going, okay, well, just because Israel's done bad things, I don't think Hitler's too good. And people are like, well, look, his uniform really looks good. And I'm like, well, do you actually study history? I don't mean the History Channel history or Discovery Channel history, but do you actually know about the Treaty of Versailles? Now, Hitler was not controlled by the British Empire, but manipulated into power and then set up. I mean, they had a whole plan. And Hitler played it perfectly and got destroyed. And got 24 million Germans killed. And 27 million Russians killed. Nobody ever talks about that. And a bunch of other people killed. And I see the same clash of civilizations coming with what's being built here. And I'm like, ooh, I see Satan's handwriting all over this. And I can smell the death. Now, I want to get Drew Hernandez on today. Really smart talk show host and also a pastor. Because he had a chance to go over the whole transcript. They released yesterday. I've scanned over some of it. She sent some of the excerpts that are most important with Ghislaine Maxwell, and I saw part of his show yesterday and read what he said on X, and I concurred with him that it looks bad. Like, you know, after she meets with the DOJ deputy head off and on for 2 days, she just has nothing but good things to say about Trump and everybody else, and she saw nothing, heard nothing. Why, she didn't know about anything. And now she's been moved to a better prison and all this. I never saw any real evidence of Trump connected to Epstein. But this whole behavior just looks really bad. And now Democrat judges in New York and Florida have blocked the release of the grand jury stuff. So they say they want it released, but they really don't. The Republicans have now subpoenaed it all. That's how we're getting it. But it's still like a Democrat victory. When I look at Epstein, they're the ones all over it. So it's very strange. And I was told from Roger when Trump first got back in, he said, no, the CIA, you know, knows it's Mossad. They're involved. They don't want it out. So Trump's been asked not to bring it out. Okay, well, then they still turn it around and use it on him. So this is a serious situation. So I want to go to Drew Hernandez here for the balance of the hour. Then we'll go into Saturday Night Live tonight. But since I mentioned this, this is just some of the background stuff I see. I mean, I played a bunch of clips Friday, and I played a bunch of clips Thursday of just the left saying we're going to kill all the white people, we can't stand being around them, and all these other clips but we're going to kill all the Jews, and then the right wing, you know, being buddies with them, and it's just all crazy-eyed. And then you also got this other clip. You got one man who's a walking advertisement for Israel from Africa. And then you've got this white guy that thinks he's black spouting all this communist and Islamic intifada stuff. And it's just illustrative of, like, they don't really know about the Bill of Rights or Constitution, either guy. They don't understand about communist China. They just don't know anything. All they know is, are you for Israel? Are you for Islam? And I'm like, can I be, you know, not enemies with either one, but say I'm Christian and I'm an American? I mean, what I'm trying to say is so much of being America first or America only is saying we've got to know about ourselves. We've got to know about policy here. Like, cut all the funding to Israel. Cut all the aid, all of it. I'm just saying, why at a universities or public schools or everywhere, it's all you hear constantly. How the hell is this our identity? Either way, why do we love talking about it so much? My ears are bleeding. I don't want to talk about it. Well, there's a 50, 60, 70,000 people killed in Gaza, and there's millions in Ukraine. Why don't we talk about that? Because that's the big real threat. All right, we're going to go to Drew Hernandez, but let's just play this. Well, let's play this first as Congresswoman get confronted. AIPAC chicken traitor, that's the headline they wrote, Eliza Stefanik is coming home to roost. And I'm reading you the headlines that we take it from X. I just uploaders. I put those. People can find it. So you can find the clip yourself if you're a radio listener. Number two, America. Well, that's a separate thing about Walmart. That later. Black man calls out liberal white women are possibly the worst demographic in the entire country. This is a smart guy. Black man is walking advertiser for Israel. Black man talks about Buddhist monk wisdom. That's really smart. Black woman wants to bring back segregation. This just shows the varying views of black folks. And, you know, white folks, too. It's just a lot of wisdom, also a lot of idiocy. But the first thing I want to play is AIPAC chicken traitor Eliza Stefanik gets run out of town. Here it is.
Elise.
Elise Stefanik booed today while attempting to address a crowd.
Protesters zeroed in on Stefanik's stance on the war in Gaza, barely letting her speak and forcing her to cut her speech early.
The American people proudly stand with Israel.
As a lifelong admirer, supporter, and true friend of Israel,
stand with Israel, and we will vote on the Israel Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, a standalone $17.6 billion package which will provide life-saving funding and resources to stand with Israel.
Throughout my life, the importance of the State of Israel was clear.
Barely letting her speak and forcing her to cut her speech early.
It is truly humbling to be here to commemorate and honor the great John Zerlo. You know, I'm going to turn this back to you, Mark, if that is not being said.
All right, let's stop there. It goes on for 5 minutes. This is happening to people everywhere. And I think it's healthy that these Israel firsters are getting confronted. And I think it's a good thing. I'm simply saying, it's already white hot. It's going up and up and up and up and up. And, boy, I wish we could get these people upset about the Federal Reserve being private running things into the ground. I wish we could get people upset about the 450,000 kids they're trying to find that running for sex slavery and slave labor. That's my point. We're going to do Hernandez, but I want to just play this other clip because I mentioned it. This is black man is a walking advertisement for Israel, and you got the white guy that says he's black, who's a communist Islamicist, and it's just, again, this is clown world, folks. Why don't they, I guarantee you both these guys don't know about any serious issues in the U.S. Here it is.
Brother, I got to ask you, what the fuck, what are you wearing, bro?
Izzy's.
What are you wearing, brother? You got on the Izzy jacket, and he got on a backpack, and he got a flag on it. You, brother, are doing the work of the white supremacists. I just want to let you know you're doing amazing white supremacist work. And if you go over into them colonized lands, you out of your mind. Nothing to say?
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say? Where are you from, bro?
Africa.
What part of Africa? Brother, you from what part of Africa?
Kenya.
You from Kenya?
Yeah.
Are you Jewish?
Yes, I am.
Are you Jewish? You took a minute to answer. Are you actually Jewish? He said he's Jewish.
Not Jew.
Okay. You know, this flag wasn't created until 1897. The real logo for Judaism was the candles.
All right, let's stop. If you want to see the full video, it's on X. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. But let's play some real wisdom, and I'm going to our guest. Black man talks about Buddhist monk's wisdom. Listen to this.
Buddhist monk asked his students a question. He said, if you're carrying a cup of coffee and someone bumps into you, why did you spill the coffee? Each and every one of his students said, because someone bumped into me. And he said, no, the reason why you spilled the coffee is because that's what you were carrying in your cup. If you were carrying water, you would have spilled water. Then he said something profound. He said, whenever life shakes you, whatever you're carrying is going to spill out. So if you're carrying fear, jealousy, anger, greed, that's what's going to spill out. But if you're carrying love, compassion, kindness, empathy, that's what's going to spill out. So each and every day, you should pause and think to yourself, what am I carrying in my cup today? I like that.
All right, let's go to Hernandez for the balance of the hour. Drew H. Live on X. Find him on Rumble and more. He's gone over the whole transcripts of the DOJ Deputy Attorney General meeting with her a month ago that was released yesterday as the oversight committees in Congress get this information. But I want to go back before we hit the Epstein stuff in this short time we have left the segment. What is, I mean, you kind of got what I was saying earlier. I know you were there listening. What do you think about the, I don't think you'll disagree, the explosion? I mean, it is so intense now. All I hear anybody talking about is Israel, either for or against, but mainly against. And I have big issues with Israel. I think it should be spotlighted. But at the same time, why this issue? And I guess it's biblical that this happens and is happening in these times. I know you're quite the theologian. What do you think is really going on here?
Well, number one, I'm a born-again Christian. And so I'm not a Jew. I am not a Muslim. I'm not an atheist. I am a born-again Christian, born of the Holy Spirit. I submit to the Bible in its context, properly exegeted and interpreted. I think what's happened here, just to answer your question, is Zionism, dispensationalism, the fusion of both, which, by the way, are a lot of a newer hermeneutic, which is a biblical interpretation of the text, Old and New Testament, in comparison to covenant theology. Zionism, dispensationalism is a lot newer than old school, I guess you can say more traditional covenant theology when it comes to the interpretation of the end times, which obviously has to do with Israel and also the differences between the church and Israel as it has to do with the Bible itself. Number one, for me personally, my own personal view, as I said, I'm a Christian, and I believe Zionism is a cult. I think it's been pretty much established that there are people in the name of Jesus, in the name of Christianity, are unwilling to criticize Israel, the state of Israel, or a Jewish person, even a Israeli agent, cybersecurity agent as of recent, that was attempting to lure in a child, a mental disabled child, for sex acts, gets a free passage back to Israel to be protected because of the law of no return laws. They're just going to be protected. You're not allowed to criticize that. You're not allowed to say anything about that.
And now X has gone public. Indeed, the very same cybersecurity agency this guy ran, so it was him, told X to take the first post down about it, and they did. So, again, a foreign government censoring Americans, exposing somebody that got busted in a larger dragnet trying to lure children to their hotel room in Vegas.
Agree. So my position, Alex, is because of this this cult, because of this misinterpretation of scripture being wrongly applied, has led us to situations like this, where when you end up in a situation like that, it's anti-Semitic to talk about it, to think about it, to even address it, and you must be silenced immediately without being blacklisted. You will be blacklisted. You will be put on some kind of list. You will be called an anti-Semite. You will be told that you are the scum of the earth and you cannot speak, which that is in direct violation of our First Amendment as Americans. And so, yes, these things are all completely overtly all tied together. And I think from a ideological, a badly interpreted, if you want to call it, theological standpoint, when it comes to Zionism and dispensationalism, I think it comes directly from that. Actually, I know it comes directly from that. And then you get into the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, the Jerusalem Talmud, which they hate Jesus in there as well. So as a Christian, I think people that may be well-meaning, especially a lot of Zionist boomers that were raised in this ideology, they believe that your Christian fruit, it is proving you are a Christian if you blindly support the modern state of Israel, no matter what. Why? Because of a misinterpretation of Genesis.
No, I totally agree with that. What I'm saying is, the left, though, is more into this than the right wing now. It's bringing the left and right together. And then you got the communists and Soros and all them totally obsessed with going after Israel while they flood us with all these Islamists. So my point is, obviously, we're not allied with Islam, even though we don't like what Israel's doing, right?
No, I agree. That's why I said I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. I think what's happening here is the common ground must be Jesus Christ, not Islam, not Judaism, not the Talmud. Not the Quran. It's the Bible. It's the Bible properly interpreted. And for me, I'm just telling you straight up, Alex, for me, that's literally where I stand. So if people are not going to like that, which, by the way, Jesus forewarned and made it clear, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get hated. And it's crazy because these people that have been warped by this misinterpretation of Genesis chapter 12, they can't even comprehend being persecuted by a Jewish person or Judaism, which is insane because that's literally the book of Acts. It wasn't Muslims that were persecuting the new baby church in the book of Acts. Oh, but that's Jew hate. I can't even say that as a Christian, and that's literally Bible. That's human history. And to answer your question, I don't want to get off of what you're trying to talk about here, Alex, is I think what you're seeing here with the left and the right, if you want to put it in those terms, it's because you're not allowed to talk about it, dude. Because
Hold
you
on,
can't talk
back.
About
let's
it.
Let's come back and hit that right there. Come back to that thought. We got to go break right now. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, Methylene Blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade Methylene Blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got to get Drew Hernandez on for like an hour or two. He's only got like 30-something minutes left until the other folks are coming up next. Nick Sordor and others, but here on the Sunday night transmission. But I brought up the Israel thing just because I was just thinking about it. And, of course, he's totally right. It's because you're not supposed to talk about it. The ADL is running around, not just here, but around the world, trying to censor everybody. And don't they see it's backfiring? And then it just gets more and more intense and more insane. And then I was just saying, what about the byproduct? And where does this go when people also only care about the issue? Because I like seeing people being informed. But at the same time, when something becomes the biggest thing and then bigger and bigger and bigger, it really gets bizarre. And then you see Epstein as Mossad. It's being covered up. And as you said, the head of Israel's cybersecurity has his agency call up X and others and have it taken down. X later admits it and said it was a government basically order. Well, how are you ordering that? And then you've got the head of censorship at Meta saying, anybody that says Jews run censorship will be censored, and we do run the censorship, and they list everybody that does it. And I'm just like, wow, wow. It makes me feel sorry for the average Jewish person, actually. I mean, this is crazy. Then you're right, the boomers, Zionism is only what? 150 years old maximum. They literally have the Schofield Bibles and all this stuff. You're a theologian, but I know about it as well. They don't even teach in most of the big Protestant churches, half of now, anything really about the Bible. It's all Israel worship and kind of a, weird version of Judaism. And you go to the churches, you see them on TV, just Israeli flags everywhere. And it really is weird. And it's also biblical that the Antichrist comes and says he's the Messiah, and And he sits there in the, you know, in the temple in Jerusalem. And I guess when he shows up, he'll be there and they'll bow down and worship it. And they'll support us being, I guess, guillotined. And then, I mean, I guess that's the great delusion, you know, that even the elect, if they didn't have the Holy Spirit, would be deceived. I guess it really is lining up biblically. And I think we just answered the question here. And I guess it's going to get so bad that in the future we'll all be killed if we say anything bad about Israel. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if that's if the dispensationalist interpretation is correct, because that's dispensational theology. And then you have the covenant theology, which is different when it comes to the end times pertaining to Israel. But what I will say, and this is the point as a Christian, I will die on this hill. I don't care. Call me what you want. Genesis 12, the preeminence of that text, verse 1-3, verse 1-5, the plot of that text, when it comes to the future, is mainly about Jesus Christ. Christ is King. Jesus is Lord. The preeminence, the supremacy of Jesus Christ will always trump every single human being, any created thing on the face of the earth or in the universe. So with that said, when you take a look at that, right, because this is where you see the heart of the Schofield translation or the Zionist, in my opinion, Genesis 12 misinterpretation. When you look at Genesis 12, the Bible interprets the Bible. You fast forward, you just take a look at Galatians 2 and 3, it's clearly interpreted. The seed of Abraham was pointing to the coming of Jesus Christ, his first coming. Does that come through Abraham? Yes. Can you argue that comes through Israel or the Jewish people or however you want to determine that came through Abraham's seed in that day in Jesus's generation? Yes, but it's about Jesus. But what's happened here is no. And I guarantee you there are Zionists out there that are hearing me say these things and it sounds like blasphemy to them. And you need to ask yourself, why? Why does it bother you that I put Jesus before a Jew? Why does it bother you that I put Jesus before Abraham? Why does it bother you that I put Jesus Christ over the Talmud or over a misinterpretation of the Bible that doesn't put Jesus first, but it puts the modern state of Israel first? Why does that bother you? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is actually leading you to have a problem with Jesus being preeminent in a passage that's clearly backed up by the Apostle Paul?
Well, you're
Paul
the theologian,
the
and
Testament?
I want to get into the Epstein stuff. I didn't mean to go down this trail too far, but we can have you back for a full hour just on the subject.
Now, we'll go down this. We'll go down this, Alex, because this is the main, in my opinion, if you want to get into the theology, this is the crux of why people are deceived here. You look at Genesis 12. You saw that, Alex. You saw Ted Cruz look like a total moron when he was asked by Tucker Carlson, why do you support the state of Israel? Well, I believe that Genesis chapter 12, X, Y, and Z, bless Israel and God will bless you, curse Israel and God will curse you, which, by the way, it doesn't even say that. He was talking to Abraham. It doesn't even say
well,
Israel.
Well, I know,
but
you're the theologian, but I sat through plenty of Bible study when I was a kid and in church since then. Jesus talks about that, and so does John the Baptist before, and others, they talk about Abraham, David, and then Jesus, and it was predicted that line to the Messiah, and he was of that line, so it was a fulfillment of that. And as you know, the Old and New Testament continues congruently, and Christ said, I don't come to, you know, get rid of the Old Testament, I come to fulfill it. Can you explain that briefly?
Well, that's talking about the law and the covenant, that Jesus doesn't come away to do away with the covenant, when it comes to the forgiveness of sin, when it comes to eternal life, when it comes to the promises of God. When it comes to the new covenant, Jesus fulfilled this. He made it very clear. That's why Christians today, we observe communion, his blood and his body that have been given us for us, for the forgiveness of our sins, eternal life, and the ability to actually have repentance that lasts forever when it comes to justified before God forever. You don't have that through the law. You don't have that through the Talmud. You don't have that without Jesus Christ. And when you look at Genesis 12, that's where the lineage is drawn. And by the way, I would always tell people when it comes to the lineages, when you look at Matthew, when you look at the Gospels, don't skip over those because those matter in these conversations. Why does it matter that Jesus was connected directly to Abraham? Was it about a modern state of Israel that you must support? Or else God is going to curse you. And by the way, Alex, what does that even mean? Have you noticed how they never tell you what that means? Have you noticed how these people never tell you what God cursing you ever means? It just leaves you in this like suspense of fear perpetually forever. That's by design. That's not God. That's not the Holy Spirit. What does it mean God's going to curse me if I don't blindly support Israel forever? What does that even mean? Am I going to lose my salvation? Is God going to annihilate my family? Is God going to annihilate my health?
They're replacing the support of whoever runs Israel at the time, not the blood of Christ at Calvary at Golgotha, but literally worshiping Netanyahu becomes it's the blood of Netanyahu.
Or whoever, whatever other puppet they put up.
So moving on from that, I agree with you. You know more about it than I do, but I think that's all clear and very, very, you know, succinct. But since you mentioned it, let's play this clip as it ties into Epstein. This is, you've got the head of Israeli security fleeing, and then you have X being ordered to censor by a government, and usually they buck governments, but they didn't. They didn't buck that government. I forget which one it is on the list, guys. I got so many clips today. I meant to tell you guys which one it is. But while we're finding it, just a little bit more on that, Drew.
You want to talk about Maxwell? You want to know what really stuck out to me? I went through the whole thing, guys. Okay? You should too, all of you listening. The first day and the second day, and I don't believe me on this. Go listen to it yourself. When Todd Blanche got on the subject of Ehud Barak, Alex, okay? Because he asked, Todd Blanche asked.
Well, let's start over. Says, this is important because now we shifted gears. So I wanted to play this clip, which I did find. X removes all posts relating to Israel pedo running to Israel. Let's play that, and then I want to start over. You have read all the transcripts. I've only scanned some of them, and after I saw what you said about it, it's definitely there. It looks like cover-up central. You know, she fears for her life. She's being offered a pardon. I think that's coming. This is going to be a disaster, but I want to get your take on that. You can probably come back the next few days. In fact, why don't you come back on, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday for like 2 hours, because I've been meaning to get you on. But since we mentioned it, first let's play clip 24. Here it is.
There's now more to the cover-up story of Tom Alexandrovich, Israel's cyber chief, who was busted in a sting operation. Now the new details are out that Sean King was silenced by X. Suddenly in the middle of the night, all of his posts about Tom Alexandrovich had been removed. Turns out they were removed because the Israeli government asked X, will you take down all these posts? And X said, okay, we'll go ahead and do it. And the irony of it goes even deeper. The organization within Israel, the government agency that asked for X to remove the posts, was the very agency Tom Alexandrovich heads. So the cover-up just gets worse and worse by the minute. This is the post that Sean King put out there. In the middle of the night, Elon Musk deleted every single tweet I've made about Israeli Tom Alexandrovich that was arrested in Las Vegas for crimes against children. All of them, every retweet, every link to my articles, gone. Those lawyers were told a government demand required us to remove the tweets, but they didn't tell the lawyers which government. Then it turns out that it gets confirmed that Twitter admitted it was the Israelis that asked them to get rid of the tweets, and they complied. This was from Grok saying, yes, based on verified reports, X voluntarily deleted the tweets under doxing policies, likely promoted by Israel's cyber unit where Alexandrovich worked. This lacks a public U.S. legal mandate, effectively limiting scrutiny and indirectly protecting the accused from public exposure. So not only did he get away with this crime and get to run off to Israel, but then his same division goes and says, oh, and remove all of these tweets. This is like one of those cover-ups that reek of Epstein killed himself. It just so happened the cameras didn't work. It just so happened the guards fell asleep. It just so happened he didn't have a roommate. It just so happened that the U.S. attorney in Nevada happens to be an Israeli who happens to let go this Israeli, and then the guy happens to be the only one out of eight that gets let go and allowed to go on a plane and passport not seized. It just so happens that all of the posts that people are making about the guy start to get deleted off of X because they just don't want you to know more about it. This is like a showcasing of the Epstein saga on a small scale, and it just goes to show, look, you're covering for anybody in a position of power who's probably spying on people, gathering a bunch of information, you're going to let the guy go. And that's why you let him go, because he was one of your spies, your cyber spies, just like Epstein was one of your spies. I mean, it's just, you know, just ridiculously, just think we're stupid.
Wow. So in an MSNBC, Trump DOJ desperate to control Epstein narrative. Trump's DOJ releases redacted transcripts and audio recordings of interviews with Ghislaine Maxwell. We've got some of these. I'm going to play some tomorrow. But Drew's gone over the whole thing. He did like 14 hours Friday and Saturday, you know, two different shows on Rumble. I watched like an hour and a half of it. Did a great job. Sex offender Maxwell reveals how she met extraordinary Trump as she seeks his pardon. So I wanted to not interrupt you, but I wanted you to start over. We're going to do a big topic here now. You were going right to Ehud Barak, the Mossad, and former prime minister of Israel, caught dozens of times at Epstein's lair in New York. So just give us your general view, and I'll try to give you the floor to the end here, of what's in the transcripts, what you think's going on, and then the key areas you were trying to focus in on, like Ehud Barak.
Yeah, since we're on the topic of Israel, David Blanche asks the question to Ghislaine Maxwell. Do you know anybody else, any foreign operative or politician or businessman, anybody else that comes to mind? And she says Ehud Barak. There's like a 10-15 second pause. I'm not joking. Go listen to the audio. There's like a 10-15 second pause. It sounds like Todd Blanche literally like chokes on his words, stutters, and then immediately moves on to talk about, well, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein's heart condition and his erectile dysfunction. Doesn't even want to talk about it. But to be fair, when you get to day two or the next audio recording, Todd Blanche comes out and says, my colleagues reminded me that I forgot to ask about something. And they bring up Ehud Barak. What did you mean about him? Ghislaine Maxwell does respond and she says, well, I saw him. Yeah, the New York apartment. I saw him there with Epstein. But then she's asked, well, did you see any wrongdoing? Did you see any criminality, anything of this sort? And she says, of course, and you guessed it, no, of course not. Runs complete cover. And this happens throughout the entire interview. And by the way, just to give the premise of my stance on this, I'm not out to prove Trump is a pedophile. That's not been my public stance since this has all started. What I have been saying about Ghislaine Maxwell is, and she admits on tape, my family has a deep connection to Israel. My father has such a deep connection to Israel. So there's that. I am not exaggerating. It's in full context. She says these things. And we all know this. That's nothing new. We all know Robert Maxwell. We all know his deep connections to Israel, Israeli intelligence, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein. We all know these things. But what's interesting about this, and this was what I was warning, is because of that, this woman cannot be trusted. And I think what has happened, and I don't know the full truth, Alex, because I'm not in Trump's head. I don't know what the DOJ has seen. I don't know what the feds have seen. I don't know. That's why people are not letting this go and demanding the release of the files. But my concern with getting in bed with Ghislaine Maxwell, she is an intel operative, obviously foreign, connected to Israel and several others. Oh, and by the way, do you want to know what else she said? You want to know why she makes the case that Prince Andrew, there's no way he could have raped Virginia Giuffre. You want to know why? Because he's English. He wears a tie. I'm not exaggerating, meaning he's too proper to ever do something like that. Yeah, go listen to it for yourself. What I'm saying is this, and this was my concern, and I was public about this. Don't get in bed with her. She's an intel operative. She will bring more confusion, raise more questions than deliver actual answers. And I think the production of that will to create some kind of fatigue where she runs cover for everybody. Nobody knows what's true. But at the end, because it's so confusing and it doesn't make any sense, it creates a fatigue and it causes people to tap out and just give up. And I've been seeing this all over social media. And Alex, you know this. This is what these people do. This is what the intelligence agencies and these operators do. They want to fatigue you so you just give up and not care that your whole government, your whole world is ruled by powerful global pedophilia. Just give up. There's nothing you can do about it. And then you get this Israeli cybersecurity agent that's still doing it right now. If you can't take down Jeffrey Epstein, you're never going to take any of this down. That's the point here. And I think that's what they want. But by the way, just to go back to the point, my main concern was that and that alone. And here's what I find weird, Alex, and I want your thoughts on this because I was curious. We haven't been able to talk about this in a while. Is, have you found it weird that this has become so much about Trump? So much. It's become so much about Trump where Trump is out there. It's a Democrat hoax. But then he says Clinton's been to the island 28 times. I mean, just last Friday, Trump literally came out and said there's people on it that if it's released, they're going to get hurt. He confirms it's real. And then he went on to say, I don't want to hurt Larry Summers. I don't want to talk about Bill Clinton going to the island 26, 28 times. No, but let me ask you this question, Alex. Let me ask you this because I'm being genuine here. I'm not even trying to debate you. I'm being honest about, I want to know what you think about this. How has this become so much about Trump to where we've gotten to the point where it's only about vindicating Trump and that's it? It's not even about going after the other pedophiles anymore. All anyone ever cares about and all these MAGA cheerleaders on X that should be ashamed of themselves are only concerned about vindicating Trump. And that's it. Case closed. We can't talk about this anymore. Everybody else, Everybody else, all these other powerful pedophiles, they all get covered too. But as long as Trump is covered, it's over. It's done. You can't talk about it anymore. Why?
Well, that's
been my number one question in the middle of all of this. And I find it strange. And I think I know the answer to that. Obviously, when Israel's involved, MI6, Prince Andrew, the royal family. But it's weird how the only thing that you can get out of this is just vindicate Trump and it's over.
Sure,
this was never about Trump for me to begin with.
Sure, to answer your question, Roger Stone told me right when Trump was basically being inaugurated, he said they're never going to release whatever's there. Plus, the Democrats have had it. They'll sprinkle in some, you know, Melania's a whore stuff. They'll sprinkle in the fake Jane Does. And, you know, it's not going to come out because the CIA and Mossad are going to, you know, come to Trump and say this is too embarrassing. All these bank heads, people, it'll bring the government down. That's basically what he heard ahead of all this. And I'm not defending that thought process. And Roger isn't either. And now they're talking about pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell. That will be a spectacular betrayal. And so Trump made some type of deal with the system to do this. And then by extension, through their back channels, the Democrats, and the way that Bongino and Patel handled it, and I'm now talking about high-level DOJ, FBI, you name it, and it wasn't Ed Martin on that. It was others through Serafin and others and the huge FBI guy here on Friday. He was like, it was being looked at as the director. No, they're like, Bondi actually was saying release it all and doing all this and knew it was there. And then it was actually Patel and them put that memo out without a name on it. And then now that was the big fight. And we know they had a big fight. So everybody wants to jump on her and that she was supposed to be the sacrificial lamb, remember? And even all the influencers like, oh, it's her. She mishandled it. And I'm like, no, this is what Trump wants. And he came out and later said, yeah, it's me. And then why would he say, yeah, we'll look into it. Yeah, it's the Clintons. And, well, no, there's actually nothing there. Oh, actually, we're releasing it. No, there's nothing there. The whip sawing, you couldn't create a worse Streisand effect. So I'll go wherever this goes. If it comes out that, you know, we were wrong about Trump or something, then I'll be absolutely, you know, if it's the truth and it's proven, I'll, you know, expose it. And it's just terrible, but I'll do it. But then I was one of the first to ever talk about this 20 years ago. I'm an expert on all this, and I know all the sources and stuff. It's never been anything real. Trump's not the type to go get compromised. A, I've never seen any real pedo evidence, but B, he's not the type that gets peed on by hookers in St. Petersburg to become compromised. He's the guy that wants to be in charge. You know, I heard a lot of people say this point. I think it's true. He doesn't really deal in blackmail, but he knows it all and kind of halfway does. And so it's kind of using this against, you know, the deep state. I'm not legitimizing that if that's what he's doing. And I think clearly that's happening now. Does he understand he becomes someone who's aiding and abetting it? So we didn't give him a pass on warp speed, but we knew he got set up. I knew the inside baseball. He brought in Kennedy to try to clean that up. They've done some good things. We kind of held our nose there for a lesser of two evils. And he is doing so much good in other places, but you just, I can't with, you know, any integrity, sit here and hold my nose. And I remember when this all started coming out and going sideways, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, the deer in the headlights with Bongino and Patel up there saying, he killed himself and he acted alone. It wasn't human trafficking and blah, blah, blah. I said, they're coming out and doing that. They're running cover for the system. This is a disaster and they keep doing it. So even if they were going to cover it up, you just shut up, which I'm not saying do, but anybody with an IQ above 70 knows what they're doing is the worst Streisand effect ever. And Serafin back at the time, who's got all the sources and is really smart, I'm really impressed with him over time, which I see how much he's right, said no, they have their advisors and their PR people setting them up and telling them do this. And I go, yeah, but Trump doesn't usually follow directives of those people. No, this is coming from him. But so it's Trump destroying himself in front of us. That's your answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just strange to me.
You said
because,
you know the answer to you're a smart guy. What do you think?
I don't know the answer, Alex. I don't. I just think it's weird.
You said this 5 thing, minutes ago you think you know the answer.
Oh, in terms of what I think? Clearly, Israel is being covered up in this.
Oh, of course. 100%. Oh, yeah, that's clearly true.
100%. Clearly, Israel's involvement is being covered up in this. Obviously, the royal family. When Ghislaine Maxwell comes out and tells the DOJ that, Prince Andrew can't be guilty of raping Virginia Giuffre because he wears a tie. He's English. Come on, give me a break. And she was also asked if she saw any criminality ever going on. She said she never saw any of it. Nothing.
And by the way, we have those clips, but we're out of time, and I'll play those tomorrow on the weekday show. It's just totally insane. And we would go over in the next hour, but you got a dinner with your family set up when I called you this morning to come on. So we would continue. There's always the conspiracy theory on X. We've always had set breaks for 27 years at the end of the hour, and then at 5 after for a minute, and then at 30 after it's radio or on TV. And what they do is I'll go to break. I'll say, stay there. They go, look. And then they never show what you said after. They're the ones being deceptive by cutting off what you said, but they do it every day.
No, that's not happening, guys. Maybe I'll come to Austin soon. We'll sit down for a couple hours and really talk about this.
No. I only mention that as an interesting point of deception on Facebook and X and places. The holier than thou's that say they're the only fount of truth. They will always, if I've got a person with a really serious topic, which is always serious, we have a hard satellite break at, 28:45 for 4 minutes. Any listener knows that. And then, at 50, 8 after for 2 minutes as well. Everybody knows where the breaks are, and at 5 after for 1 minute. Everybody can look at their watch and know that. We're about to go to a break in a minute and a half. We're not censoring there. It's been 27 years at that time. It's just those doing that by not putting on X what you actually said after the break, they're the ones censoring, not me, by their deception. You see how satanic that is?
Yeah, people have to be honest about their critique. And when it comes to these interviews, guys, you can go find them on my Rumble, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We went over the entire audio, the entire transcript. It's like, I think in total, like a 9-10 hour stream, two different ones, the Maxwell tapes 1 and 2. So if you guys want to listen to it, you can go listen to it there. Obviously, I can't break that.
No, you're covering it up, too. That's why you just did, 20 hours or whatever. Okay. God bless you, Drew Hernandez. People can find the cover-up we just did for Epstein here at Drew H. Live. I'm joking for people that have low IQs. Drew, thank you so much. Let's get you back on someday this week.
Yes, sir. Let me know.
Daria, set him up for hour, if you can do it like 3 and 4, like Tuesday or Wednesday. Let's do the deep dive on all this. And let's do an hour on Zionism and biblical stuff, and then let's do an hour on Epstein. We got to cover up for the Zionists, too.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, coming up, Nick Sordor and more, but I'm going to continue on. Stay with the same streams right here on this live Sunday transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we've got some other big issues I want to get to here. But I tell you, this redistricting the Republicans doing is that's real action. That's very exciting. Another good thing coming out of Trump. That's why I hate seeing him destroy himself with all of this Epstein crap.
Well, I'm a 10 for a hat wearing meat eating son of a gun. Sun loving, hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. Fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.